I think the first place, the media houses must themselves organize training for their own journalists, develop an in-house guidelines for election coverage, which they must educate their people on, and then they must recruit the right people. With the right training, capacity building, they will be able to do it. And then the other thing is also the individual journalists. We also have a responsibility to equip ourselves for the task ahead of us. The media houses will provide a platform, they will train us, but we also have to equip ourselves, understand the electoral laws, guidelines for party agents, guide the Political Parties Act, the reforms that is going on, the electoral reforms that is going on. We have to understand all this to be able to cover elections successfully. We must be extra careful and wise. Well, as journalists, our first principle is that we are reporting, we are serving the public, and the national cohesion is our priority. Whatever we are doing to build the nation, the state of Ghana. So national cohesion is our priority. So we must be fair, we must be accurate, we must be factual, we must be balanced in our reportage, and we must also give space for the vulnerable women, youth, and the hard-to-reach areas. There are sometimes that we forget entirely constituencies that are far off from the regional capitals, so we forget about them, but they are also constituencies that we have to reach. The minority parties, we also have to look at them. We are not, this country is not going, it's not a two-party state where it's only NDC and NPP who are contesting the election. There are other minority parties. We must give them equal platform. That is the only way that the electorate will be able to judge for themselves who is right, alternative policies that they can vote for. It's we, the journalists, who have to do that, provide a platform for every politician, for the citizen. The views of the citizens are very, very important. So we must provide that platform. If we develop content, we will reduce hate speech. We will reduce incitement. We will reduce argument, unnecessary argument on air. But most of the time, we notice that some of us, we fail to develop content for our programs. We fail to develop content before we go and even interview politicians. So during the course of the interview, we lose sight of what we are interviewing. Then they decide to give us emotional jargons. Then that one becomes the news. So that is what we have to look at. And then we have to be extra careful in our reportage. We are there to serve. Our media houses need us to live to tell the story. So if you are going to a volatile environment, hot spots, we must know how to report, how to behave, not to go there and take sides. We must be neutral as possible. We must not wear political party paraphernalia. No, we must not identify with political parties. We must stay neutral as much as possible, especially the state media. We must stay as neutral as much as possible. That is the only way we can provide a neutral platform for all shades of opinion. And we must also learn the electoral laws. We must understand the electoral laws. That's the only way we can operate and interpret it to the public. We are the first source of information for the electorate. We provide information. We must also look at their manifestos, the profile of candidates. We must look at it. We must put the profile of, now we have four political parties who have elected their presidential candidate. We must put their profiles across, interrogate their profiles. Then the electorate will get to know who wants to become the president of the country. It is very important that the electorate get to know who wants to become the president of this country. We can only do that if the electorate educate us on the profiles of the political parties, the candidates, and even the parties, their manifestos. What are they saying they will do in terms of youth, gender, housing, infrastructure development? What are they doing? So we have to interrogate it.